With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadila. The International Criminal Court has issued arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, former Defense Minister Yoav Gallant, and Hamas's military chief for alleged war crimes that took place from 8 October 2023 until at least the 20th of May 2024. The trio has also been accused of using starvation as a method of warfare. He is the Ministry of International Relations and Cooperation Executive Director here at home, Pinda Nanda.
As a country, we welcome the decision of the ICC, and we will support that decision wholeheartedly because the leadership of Israel should be held responsible towards what is happening now in Palestine. And so we also call upon the international community to look at that with wholeheartedly and also consider imposing sanctions against the Israeli regime in order for it to stop its perpetual killing of the innocent Palestinian women and children.
Reacting to the development, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the International Criminal Court is a politically biased and discriminatory body. Netanyahu says Israel will not yield to pressure and will not retreat until all the goals of the war against Hamas are achieved.
No war is more just than the war that Israel has been waging in Gaza after Hamas attacked us unprovoked. The decision to issue an arrest warrant against me and our former defense minister was made by a rogue prosecutor who's trying to extricate himself from sexual harassment charges and by biased judges who are motivated by anti-Semitic sentiments against the one and only Jewish state.
The Nelson Mandela Children's Fund is calling for urgent action against foodborne illnesses. It told Newsroom Africa the government should shut down all spaza shops and do a thorough assessment and audit of the entire system. CEO Dr. Linda Ngubeng-Komo has likened the current situation to violence against children.
Condolences to the families of the children that have died from something that has been so preventable. And I think, you know, when we declare a national disaster, there should be action that's showing that we are dealing with a disaster. We should already have stopped when we were burying six children in Naledi at the start of the month. That's when that declaration should have happened, because six children dying should be something that has us flying our flags at half-mast.
Hundreds of thousands of homes in France were left without power on Friday after the first major storm of the winter season. Parts of the north of the country were left blanketed in snow.
Storm Caetano brought blizzards to the north of France on Thursday, with the snow falling steadily all day. Air traffic around Paris was severely disrupted, many train services were cancelled, and motorists faced hours of queues on snow-covered roads. As of daybreak on Friday, several regions across the country continued to have amber warnings in place for wind and ice. Ross Cullen, Paris.
And finally, the Namibia Wildlife Resorts donated a school garden and shoes to learners at Alois Hashipara Primary School on Friday as part of its corporate social investment program. The 60,000 Namibia dollar donation was funded by proceeds from the NWR Half Marathon. NWR spokesperson Nelson Ashipala has more.
The organization handed over school shoes to a school that is called Alois Hashipara, found in the Kavango East region. Now, this initiative coincides obviously with the commitment that NWR made from the proceeds of the half marathon, which took place early in the year in Grossbaumen, whereby all the proceeds were going to be committed to ensuring the betterment of the school-going kids. The commitment, which totaled an amount of close to $50,000, is for the building of a school garden, which we also inaugurated today at the same school, and the commitment of shoes totaling 78 pairs to all of the school-going children at this particular school, that is Alois Hashipara.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.